football. He's back. He fakes it. Gets it off. Inside to Aguilar. Aguilar at the 15, the 10, the 5, down to the 3. It was Aguilar coming underneath for the handoff.
Back to join us for this week's Tape Studies, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson.
Mike.
Coach, welcome. First of all, congratulations on the big win.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at a key play in the drive on third down that led to the first touchdown of the game for us.
Yeah, so we felt like we wanted to get the ball in 13's hands at some point in this football game. And so basically what this is, it's a glorified tackle trap is all it is, with a little fake toss action here by Jay Ajayi and by Nick. So as you run the tape, you see what ends up happening right here. We get the fake toss right there, and then here comes Big Lane. So we're kicking out with Big V. Lane's going to wrap all the way around here for 45, and then we do a great job with the ball, and then an underneath handoff right there for 13 on this play, especially on third down. Teams are playing a little more man coverage. You get some guys moving around a little bit, and then, again, putting it in 13's hands and letting him be an athlete at this point.
Good job of Lane getting up in the hole. Nelson getting to that outside, showing that speed. Another big play here, Coach. One of my favorites, levels, right? I call it levels. You get your high, your low, and your middle level here. Led to the big field goal right before the half.
Exactly. Exact same play we ran against the Giants earlier in the season to set up the 61-yard field goal, the game winner there, the walk-off. And so basically the same play. Every offense, as you know, runs this type of a sideline play. So we take our point guy, Torrey, and put him deep third guy. And then we wrap Alshon inside, and he's our middle guy. And then Nelson Aguilar comes off, and he's our third level. So you can see we've got three levels right here on this particular play, sort of designed for this type of defense. And really, from a quarterback's perspective, we're just trying to high-low one guy. And listen, if 34 were to sink, we could throw it here, but he doesn't. And then Alshon does a great job of flattening this route off. Nick buying a little bit of time, hitting him, stepping out of bounds, and putting us in a position to kick the field goal right before half.
You need protection for that, so you get the offensive line protected.
Exactly. It takes time on this particular play, you know, and Nick does a nice job of just buying some time right here. Brandon comes back, does a great job right there on the defensive end. And, you know, again, 17, great catch, step out of bounds, and gives us a chance to kick the field goal.
Big momentum play right before the half there. Your defense, man, flying around this last game. Here's a big play after a kick out of bounds. Atlanta has the ball, good field position. But this play being dialed up for Rodney McLeod works.
Yeah, so we're bringing our safety off the weak side edge right here. It's a little play action pass by the Falcons, which obviously we know the Falcons love some play action pass, particularly on first down. And then right here, he does a great job of timing up the snap count. I think the halfback right here is a little bit hesitant on knowing or understanding the protection scheme. And so he's late coming to the party to pick him up, which allows Rodney to sidestep him and make the play and make the sack. Great job of kind of running through the block right there, you know, avoiding and then wrapping up Matt, who had some scrambles, which was probably a little bit too much running for our liking.
And then the final play of the game. So many things happening on this play that allows it to be successful. Walk us through this, Coach.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously it's fourth and goal, and this is the game, you know, right here. And they're in base offense, which means they've got a fullback here, they got a halfback here, the tight end, and then they got the two receivers. So we stay in our base defense with three linebackers and the four D linemen. So, you know, we understand in situations like this that they're going to try to get the ball in their best player's hands, and that's Julio Jones. So defensively, our guys were anticipating this down here, did a great job of, one, putting pressure on Matt Ryan. That's one of the things on sprint outs like this, that you can get pressure on the quarterback. And you see Nigel's coming, Big L's coming. We got pursuit on the backside. So there's guys putting pressure, and then we're wired here, and we're wired here. And then you got a free guy with Rodney kind of feeling a little bit of what Matt Ryan's going to do. It helps when the receiver slips. It helps when he goes down. And then at this point, all the guys right here are wired. I'm going to tell you something. Probably the biggest key on this play is that one right there. He stayed home on the play, because if he ends up over here, there's going to be no one back, and you see what Matt's doing. He's trying to find this guy, and again, he's on the ground, but Michael Kendricks does a great job of understanding the defense, staying home on the backside, and made a play, won the game.
Shows the importance of every man doing their job.
Exactly, exactly, and that's what you need to win games like that.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.